do begin.
Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. This is episode 55, and before we get started, just a quick rundown. Over the next couple of weeks, there's going to be an increase in episodes and content, so brace yourself if you follow me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. There's going to be an over-exaggeration amount of content being released, so please bear with me. And on top of that, if I can ask all of you for a huge favor, if and when you have the time, if you can go to Apple Podcasts, leave a review. Doesn't matter what the rating is, give me whatever you think the show deserves. But if you guys can start leaving comments, reviews, if you guys can follow the podcast on Spotify, any of that can really help boost the numbers on the show. And most importantly, it can reach new ears. So, you know, if you're enjoying this podcast, if you think somebody else will enjoy it, it would be helpful if you can, you know, refer it to a friend, a family member, a cousin, your tía, your tíos, your tatarabuelos, whoever you think will enjoy this. And then the one day when we all reconnect in the real world, whether it's you're a dude, a dudette, anything in between, I'm going to give you a high five and a fucking elbow and maybe even a chest pump. Who knows? You know, but whatever it is that you do, I will always deeply appreciate it. And honestly, there's no words for how thankful I am that this podcast has been growing over the last year and a half. So let's keep at it. And now to get the ball rolling, today my guest is Destruct. He is a hip hop artist and MC. And today he joins me to talk about finding motivation and the silver linings in our given circumstances, how important it is to come to terms within ourselves and what it means to be committed to our passions. If you guys haven't done so, I highly recommend to go check out his new album, Dream State, which is available now on all major platforms. And in a couple of seconds, you're going to hear a preview for his song, Nightmares. So if you can do the same with me, if you can share, repost, comment, like my shit, then I highly recommend you do the same with Destruct's music. Show him some love, show him some support, and any other artist or band that I have on the show. It really means a lot to each and every one of us when somebody else takes the time to support and, you know, just show that they're into what we're creating. So enjoy the episode, and we'll see you next week.
Question is there a way out? Walk into that nightmare, all demons welcome. When the hell was life here? Feeling never felt, huh? Take it for a ride, never knowing what you went for. When you step inside, devil eyes will be in store. The walls keep spinning, you know this is all different. Focus on the moments you ever were caught slipping. Multiply that by how you define sinning and how they're looking at you, round table, all cynic. Divided with the map from the chapters of 666. Subtracting what matters and what makes you just reminisce on better times of how the fuck it added to the shit. Sometimes you can't control it, it's soulless and so legit. Colder than the darkness of the deepest abyss, where there's no chance for hope, an impossible wish. All hell breaking loose, fiending for that itch. Put a new spin on how you saying life is a bitch. Welcome to the nightmare, all demons welcome. When the hell was life here? Feeling never felt, huh? Take it for a ride, never knowing what you in for. When you step inside, devil lies will be in store. Welcome to the nightmare, all demons welcome. When the hell was life here? Feeling never felt, huh? Take it for a ride. I never know what you in for. When you step inside, devil eyes will be in store.
Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast. Today, my guest, all the way from Zoom, we got Destruct, hip-hop artist and MC. What's up, man?
What up, brother? How you doing?
Doing pretty good, man. Thank you for, again, I thanked you earlier, but thank you again for making the time to come out and, you know, from a busy schedule.
Yeah, luckily I'm talking from home, so I didn't have to travel too much to speak with you. You know what I mean? So it was convenient. You know, I guess we could thank COVID for the convenience, I guess, and technology as well.
It's been a few times because now, like, it's, you may not know it now, but I may or may not be wearing any pants. I am wearing pants, but right, you wouldn't know, you know.
Right, and I'm my super pajamas right now. I'm super PJ'd out right now, so it's good. It's a comfy interview. One of my most comfiest for sure.
Nothing better. But I mean, for those people who, you know, for whatever reason haven't heard your music, man, you mind giving us a little bit of background about what it is that you do?
Yeah, for sure, brother. Well, you know, I'm an MC at heart. Dream State, you know, which is my latest record, is, I can't believe to say it, is my 31st project. I have almost as much projects as my damn age, so it's been a blessing to just have this catalog that chronologically kind of showcases how I've evolved as an artist, as a man, just as a human being, and really just take people through a journey through sound of all the different places I've been, whether if it's live production or a live band. So catalog aside, you know, I've been blessed to run my own studio. We're here live at Area 52. As you can see, I got some classic, you know, feng shui around, you know, rest in peace to the great Doom, as well as the great Jimi Hendrix. Just some, you know, inspirations and influences and, you know, vibes to build. But I've been running my studio now for about a little under a decade, so a little bit less than how long I've been involved in this whole rap world. And I've been just blessed to work with artists and help bring their visions to life besides my own. I've dabbled a little bit in directing. I used to host a podcast called Format, and I used to host a show called Locally Hip Hop. So I've been in different, you know what I'm saying, lanes in regards of, you know, just output and as a content creator when it comes to this whole, you know, music world and genre. But at the end of the day, I'm an MC at heart. You know, they'll see the mic tatted on my arm and they'll know that I'm here, and I'll rep that shit to the grave, you know?
Damn, dude, I can't just not just skip. I can't skip the whole 31 albums at this point. 31.
Crazy, man.
Holy shit. That's,
yeah, dude. That's
a big number, man.
And thank you, man. That ranges from solo stuff to group projects to, you know, to my live band. Shout out to Inner City Soul. So it's a wide array of just different, you know what I'm saying, journeys that I've been on as an artist, and just being a human being on this earth and being blessed to have opportunities to just create these projects that, you know, I'm not saying 31 projects just for the sake of saying it. It's like every project had its own sound, its own theme, its own vibe, and it all captured a moment in time where I was. You know, you can chronologically hear where I've been, and I've been on wax since, you know, I want to say I was barely not even 18 yet. So I've been on wax since like late 07, since I stepped on the scene when I first started like really recording and putting, you know, material out. So it's just been a crazy journey, man, that when it's all said and done, hey, people change, but the songs remain, and, you know, the music's going to live on forever, and they can see what I brought to the table. And, you know, anyone could bring or try to follow a trend, but I'm here to build a legacy, and I want the music to really, you know, represent that and speak for itself.
Now, from your perspective, do you think those 31 albums or the projects, 31 projects in a sense, how do you think that you made that happen? Was it just like that, the drive to what, just prove yourself as an artist, or what was it that continued pushing you?
I mean, honestly, bro, when I first came into this, I just started rapping because I loved it. I didn't even have my own original production. You know, I was just rapping over instrumentals or whatever I could find, because, you know, I've been rapping since I was 6 years old, and I always just had this hunger. It just clicked with me, you know, ever since I saw the classic hip hop group Criss Cross do a commercial for, you know, an old cartoon called Rugrats. It just blew my mind. And the more I dug deeper and the more I just got invested in this culture, you know, whether if it just was me beatboxing or if it was a school project or talent show, any opportunity I had to just showcase my ability and free expression of hip hop music, I was willing to utilize it. So it all just happened naturally. Like when I started, you know, using these instrumentals, it led me to a producer, you know, my who happened to be a good friend of mine from high school. He was like, man, you deserve your own original production. And so when that happened and I got my own original beats, I started uploading stuff on MySpace way back then.
Yeah, yeah.
And from someone hit me up who used to be in a front man for my band now, Inner City Soul. And they're like, hey man, we really like your voice. Because at the time, like I said, I didn't really have too many original songs. I just had my voice and original lyrics over other people's instrumentals, whether if it was DJ Premier and Alchemist. So because of that, they just felt my presence so much. They were like, hey man, we want you to rock with us in a band. And from there, I was able to build my own sound with, you know, Inner City Soul and create its own lane with them. And then from that, it just kept opening more doors. And then I was blessed to work with producers from all around the world, whether if it was them reaching out to me, me reaching out to them. Everything happened organically, man. And I just realized the importance, besides just collecting sounds from different producers, I found the importance of when you could link with that one producer that could bring so much versatility and different ingredients to you, that can bring something new out of you, it just becomes so much more cohesive and concise. And it just helped me learn a lot just as a creator, like whether I can gather my own styles of production or I could work with one producer that could bring different styles to the table, or I could work with a live band and create all this shit from scratch. So the more I put into this, the more I got out of it, and it just kept opening more and more doors, and the catalog just grew, and it all happened organically. Like, it was at a point, bro, where I was dropping singles for like a year straight every Tuesday. I was just creating so much material at a time that I didn't know what to do, and then it kept leading to more and more projects. And now I realize I can take my time more. You know, I learned that quality takes patience, and definitely don't get it twisted. Just because I have the quantity doesn't mean that I half-assed anything I've done. Anything I ever released, I gave it my all. I gave it my 100%. I always wanted to make sure that if I was going to give my all to a track, I never considered that song to be on the chopping block. You know, some people could look into a project and be like, oh, I'm gonna record 50 songs and pick the best 10 or 15. I never looked at it like that. I looked at it like whatever I recorded in that time frame, and if it made sense, whether as a single or if it led to a project, I kept everything like and planned it out or organically, and it all mapped out accordingly. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. it just, you know, whether it was social media or when we could rock shows, I just realized the more I got out there, the more I performed, the more, you know, material that I distributed, the more feedback I got and more people wanted to build with me and add on to my catalog and continue to build my legacy till today, you know, a decade plus later. So it's just crazy how the shit keeps adding. It was like in a sense, a crazy game, a Jenga, but somehow, some way I'm not, you know, tumbling over yet. I'm still building. So yeah. Like, big, that sky's the limit, right? So I'm still seeing where it takes me and where it can still take me, regardless of these restraints that we have working from home and creating from home, you know?
Yeah, right. You definitely adapted. And I think that's one of the major things that I saw for a lot of artists, especially the ones that I follow. Like, they just had to adapt this whole new thing because, again, your main thing is to sell an experience. You're going there to perform for somebody, to entertain them in a sense, and to express yourself. And obviously, being taken away, it's obviously one of the worst things that can happen as an artist. But, you know,
I mean, let's be real, like, the most realistic way any artist could sustain is their live show. It's their product to perform in front of an audience. It's the merchandise when things were truly tangible, whether if it was the musician in front of you or the merchandise they were selling to you at their show. So that definitely took, you know, a bit of a, you know what I'm saying, a hold on us in regards of output. But if anything, it builds our creativity that much more. And how can we still sustain a living, sustain relevancy, sustain any kind of audience to support our dream and our careers, you know? And I'm really glad you said experience, man, because that's ultimately how I look with anything that I invest in, whether if it's an album I'm invested in, whether if it's a show I'm performing, or whether if I'm executive producing or recording an artist or whatever studio service I provide. I always tell them, anytime you listen to me or work with me, anyone could bring you a service, not just anyone could bring you an experience. And that also applies to the whole album creation. Anyone could bring you a collection of songs or a mixtape, not just anybody can bring you an experience, something that's going to leave a lasting impression, something that you could actually feel and let it resonate with you. And I know in this brain dead ass generation, this fast food, microwavable ADD generation, I know things is in one ear out the other. I still want to try to make something that's timeless, that can withhold, whether if it's a year or 10 years from now, 20. I just want to create something timeless and let that be represented in any, you know what I'm saying, platform that I'm, you know, investing time in. You know what I mean? Whether if it's music, studio work, and everything else in between, performances, all that shit.
Bringing it back to one of the last points you made, is like one of the keywords that you said caught my attention was organically. You know, because for the most part, everything takes its time to kind of build up. And the word organically, you know, when you really think about it, it's your, I at least imagine like a seed, you know, you got to plant something, you got to give it time for it to grow. It's not just immediate. And I think for the most part, it's become so easy, especially with social media, to be able to purchase listens or purchase, you know, SoundCloud listens or anything that can
fake the funk, to say the least.
Exactly. You know, and just to kind of make the algorithm believe that you're, you know, and your people listening, they're like, hey, this guy has listens, he means business.
But bullshit results. Which unfortunately a lot of people apply to their methods, but hey, I'm not here to judge nobody, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's something I think if you're taking that route, a question that you should ask yourself at some point. Like, to me, like I mentioned this in one of the last podcasts, sometimes I get random emails and they're like, hey, boost your listens by like 2,000 listens for $10. And I'm like,
yeah,
that's bullshit. Like it makes me feel dirty. Like if I'm just doing some dirty ass.
Yeah, dude. Cause it's like, you know, if you're bullshitting your results, you're only bullshitting yourself. It's like, you know, are you going to go to a show and you want to rock for actual human beings or for fucking holograms or robots and shit? You know what I mean? Like, I'm glad that regardless of however people want to rate success, however my numbers are looked upon anyone, I'm glad that whatever you see was gained by myself 100%. You know what I mean? Like, I've had offers that like that all the time, bro. That and investing in Ethiopian kings or some, you know, those random emails that would come in bulk and shit. So I never was one for that. And it's unfortunate that so many people now want to bullshit the fuck just to give that appeal like they're really doing something. Because, you know, we're in that era now where people aren't afraid of being in the shadow of someone else's success. People don't want to put in that hard work. They'd rather see if there's space in the back of the bandwagon instead of building a strong establishment on their own two feet. So for whatever it's worth, you know, when it's all said and done, I'm glad that anything that I ever invested in or any of my numbers or my fans was all gained organically on my own too, with no publicist, no management, no label, and definitely not paying for any bots to generate these bullshit numbers. You know what I mean? And that's something that a lot of artists don't value. It's like, yeah, I got 10,000-20,000 views, but no comments and no likes. It's like, bro, we can see through that shit. You know what I mean? Like 7,000 followers, but 2 likes on my last photo. It's just like, okay, great results, bro. Like, where's the stock in that? Where's the value in that? You know, it's all for show. So yeah. Who knows? It's all a fucking facade.
Yeah. And it brings it back to like the whole, like you mentioned, the fast food, like it's instant gratification, that the culture that has kind of manifested itself for now. That yeah. If you don't have the results now, you know, you're wasting your time pretty much.
It's unfortunate. And I'm here to give people that gourmet quality shit, bro. I'm not giving no people fast food results, fast food music. I'm trying to give you some gourmet shit. That's why when we talk, you'll see that I'm not going to just give you some surface ass answers. We're going to get down to the nitty gritty things and try to hopefully sprinkle some gems in there that can stand out and be some cool sound bites for future reference. You know what I mean? So,
exactly. You know, that's what you want. You want those sound bites.
No, that was exactly that. That's where we could drop the beat. Like if this is the intro for a song, you could be like, exactly. And then bam, the beat comes in. That's the intro for the album.
I'm gonna think about that one. Now, one thing I noticed on that, I was looking at your website, trying to get more information. And one of the things that caught my attention was a specific phrase, create a legacy, not a trend, or not follow a trend, or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that was important, again, because everybody jumps on that bandwagon, like, this is what's good right now, let's follow this. And then before you know it, once that trend's not there anymore, then you're kind of fucked.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like, you call it carbon copy syndrome, you know what I'm saying? Identity crisis nation. I mean, there's a million names of what you can label the majority of the perspective of a lot of artists now. And it sucks because it's like, man, you know, are you trying to be the next so-and-so or be the first you? And that's one thing I always wanted to like bring to the table was like, yeah, people could say I sound like this guy or look like this guy, but I always wanted to be the one and only Destruct. And I'm not here to boast. I just knew that I was such a fan of this music before anything that I wanted to have my own distinctive voice and style. So I couldn't be comparable. I wanted to be like, you know, my own, like, and I guess if, for example, there's only one Doom, you know what I mean? No one else could really wear a mask, and mask aside, have the same cadence, style, wittiness, and production, you know, level like Doom. He was one of a kind, and that's always been the, you know what I'm saying, the perspective and lane I wanted to move in as an artist, was have my own distinctive style. And it's a shame that you don't have a lot of people doing that. You know, referring back to what you said, like, yeah, I've been watering these seeds, you know, my music, my hustle, for quite some time, and just trying to give it that healthy food it needs to grow to a place where it could sustain on its own, whether I'm still here or not, you know, and let it evolve to a tree with branches that could lead to other movements and shit, but still having that same quality intact. You know, I always felt that in regards to that, you know, your seeds, you know, analogy, it's like, I'm here to stay true to the roots, but I am not afraid at the same time to adapt with the times. You know, like, I'm always going to be an MC at heart, but even on Dream State, yeah, I admit there is some trap influence beats, but I'm still holding my position as a lyricist. You know, I'm not dumbing my shit down. I'm not hitting you with some catchy, stupid hook, and I'm definitely not auto-tuning anything. You know, it's a modern twist on a more true to the roots, old school approach for some. But for me, it's just, look, I'm going to always spit some real shit, and regardless of the canvas, I'm going to still have the same level of paint to have the picture where I always wanted it to be. You know what I mean? So I'm just here, like I said, man, to represent some originality and let you know that real music can still exist, and you can make an honest living making honest music. You know, believe it or not, you don't have to jump on someone else's wave. Why not try making your own, you know?
Yeah. Right. And then now, talking about Dream State, that's your latest release, your latest album.
Yes, sir.
First of all, the name itself, I've always liked that word Dream. Now, there it is. There. And for people who are not seeing this, we got the album right in front of us. Again, that artwork's fucking cool, dude. It reminds me of some Sega game, like the artwork.
Dude. Some like, I don't know, Final Fight or some shit. Shout out to one of my tattoo artists, Black Fly. Amazing artist. He did the whole, you know, artwork for me. And then my cousin, you know, came through with the whole coloring and artwork layout. But yeah, I'm glad you know what I'm saying, appreciated that. I'm a big fan of just comic book movies, and I still got some classic comics in first edition. So, you know, it's an art form that, you know, even though we're in a paperless age, you know, for those that collected those comics could still appreciate that, that style of art before the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe, like, you know, took over shit, you know? Yeah. But the title really, you know, it kind of came by surprise, you know. The production team, Black Amish, who is an amazing production team. They've done stuff with like Lil Dicky, Game, ASAP Rocky, just to name a few. We met through a director about 4 or 5 years ago. We did a song together called Banksy Part 2 with a pretty funny video. And the thing I loved about them is that I called it Boom Trap because the beat starts with like a boom bap feel. You know, it's like a boom, you know, classic just hard drums, hard, you know, hard kick. And then it switches up to some trap shit. You know what I'm saying? But the way it intertwined was just so effortless and so seamless that it made me kind of challenge myself as an artist. Like, you know, I don't really rap to this style of production, but I was able still to keep the same level of lyricism intact regardless of the style of production. Mm-hmm. So about, you know, 4 or 5 years later, they were like, hey man, you know, we still kept in touch. They're like, we'd love to do a project with you. And they, you know, they offered me this opportunity. And every week I would drive from my hood down to Pasadena, and we just started piecing this album together. And the first song we did was called Phases, with my homie Loki, right? And the beat alone just had this very atmospheric, spacey sound that was just so, it was just so unique to me, and it just really spoke to me. So as the project progressed, Dream State just popped in my mind. I felt like the sonically, the palette that we were creating felt so dreamy. You know what I mean? And yeah. I was thinking to myself, like, that's a concept that I haven't really delved into too much. And I've heard other projects before from other artists that I liked, where they kind of, they kind of dived into the whole concept of dreams and whatnot. So as the project continued, as Dream State really started manifesting, you know, itself, so did the concept. And you'll notice that there is no intro and outro. There's a dream state for track one, and then the last song is called Mind State. So like the whole concept of this record is really, how do we manifest dreams to reality and all the crazy twists and turns we go through to reach that goal, whether for better or for worse. You know, there's even songs called Nightmares, you know, like as dark as things can get, sometimes we get our brightest ideas. So really this whole album is just about, you know, testing your will, testing your ambition. You know, even when you're asleep, are things really happening for you? Are you putting things in motion that are going to land anywhere? It's really just, honestly, like my perspective just as a man, you know, music aside, like everything that I've done with my music, everything that I've done with my job and my family, like, is everything evolving to something? Is it more than just this? Is this it? You know, it's a very contemplative, reflective, you know, looking back, but yet still looking forward type of album. And overall, like I said, the major theme is how do we as individuals really have our dreams manifest into reality? So shit got pretty deep, man. It's deeper than rap around here.
My mind's getting blown right now. I'm like, holy shit.
I'm glad you said that. So this guy's mind blown's here too. See, his mind's pretty blown. It's like exploding right here. It's like,
shit, you're right, though. The fucking eyes at the bottom. I noticed that.
Scary, right? It's kind of scary as shit.
Dude, that's a fucking photo right there.
I should do that. I should make masks. I should make like full COVID ski masks, right? With like on top and shit.
I was gonna say, I love the whole concept of it. Right now that you explained it even more, it just kind of solidified what I was already thinking it kind of meant. You know, I had a chance to listen to the album twice already. Again,
appreciate that.
Yeah, dude, of course. I feel like when an artist knows, again, I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, but from when an artist wants to put something together, it feels like an album can be a piece of art. And again, it's that experience. And
right,
hearing it from the beginning to the end, you see like the highs and the lows and the flows. And it's like, dude, this is some good shit.
Thank you, man. Thank you. No, I'm really glad you said that, because, you know, I always love when I spend my hard-earned cash on something that I can actually enjoy front to back. That was something that I always took pride in, as just as a fan. Like, man, how do they make these records where, like, you know, instead of skipping it, let it play till the end and something else comes up that brings in the next track. That's why you notice a lot of songs I have like 2-in-1 songs. Like, once again, going back to this ADDS, you know, generation, like if they actually let the record play, you're going to get so much more bang for your buck and really see this experience that I was trying to bring to the table, you know. And then you also notice how much of a movie buff I am, you know, how much of a spoken word fan I am. There's just so many different gems and ideas on this record that is so much more, you know, beneath the surface, that when it's all said and done, you'll really get the grander scheme of things of what I was trying to accomplish here. You know what I mean? So I appreciate you actually hearing it. And I'm glad you said twice, because I admit, you know, I'm not the most complex cat, but I do admit I do make songs that's really open for interpretation. You know, I like to leave it open for the listener, you know, hate it or love it, but you got to respect it because it's coming from a genuine place. And I do admit I make things that may not be so easily digestible on the first listen. So I really appreciate that you gave it not once, but twice a go around. So salute to that.
Yeah, dude. No, again, at least from my perspective, again, that's how I'm able to really chew up what I'm, you know, taking in. Like, okay, am I really listening or am I just kind of like ghosting, you know, like just.
I like the beat. That's the traditional excuse. I like the beat.
Yeah, there's a, I think, let me pull up Spotify here. Yeah, I think, I mean, the whole album's great, but for sure, when I remember when I was listening to it, when I was driving, like, you know, sometimes you're kind of just like in your own thoughts and the music's playing and then you hear something, you're like, oh fuck. Oh damn. And your attention is immediately caught. I want to say it's pronounced dos, right? Like the number two.
Yeah. See, but you see, I put the parentheses on the E. I don't know if you can see the track, probably not. But yeah, I see it. And it's a double meaning, because dos meaning it's track two, but also dos meaning that there's two songs in one, and dos meaning like I'm giving you a dose of some medicine. I'm giving you a dose of some real shit. So it's like a triple meaning track, you know? So I'm glad you caught that.
You got some subliminal stuff going on in there.
Yes, yes. And once again, going back to the boom trap thing with the producers, that's what we did on that song. It starts with a more trappy kind of style, and then it develops into a whole other rugged boom bap straight hip hop to the core song. So I try to represent best of both worlds on that. So I'm glad that one stood out to you.
I don't want to sound like an asshole, but you know, there's certain times where you come across certain artists and you don't feel them, you know, you don't feel the music. And it's not a rude thing to say, but it's just honest. You know, sometimes you just don't feel the music for a specific person.
Right. You can tell, I guess, us as seasoned listeners, because, you know, I can tell you're a seasoned listener, especially from the interview you had with Sylvan Gold, that, you know, we're not so cookie cutter in our selection. And that goes for, you know, our rap or rock selections, you know what I'm saying? Or in this case, our you know, our classic, you know what I'm saying? Even our classic Spanish bangers, you know what I'm saying? So you can always tell with the artist, whether new or old, whether if it's something heartfelt, whether if it's money driven, whether if there's some corporate interest, or if this was something that was truly genuine to the core of who that artist was, you know what I mean? And I feel like people like, you know, seasoned listeners like us, we can decipher that. So that's something that I always try to do, is don't just put myself in my shoes, try to put myself in the listener's shoes and how they're going to actually, you know, take this song in. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, I never do something to cater to an audience, but there is times while I'm creating something that I like to put myself in the listener's shoes and be like, all right, what are they going to take from this song? Or if I didn't know who the fuck I was, how would I gravitate to this? Or how would this grab my attention? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I do want to make it clear, you know, just because you don't get that attention from, like, let's say my listen, like, you know, it's just my listen, you know, doesn't mean that there isn't a group out there that doesn't like that sound. And again, right, it's about improvement. You know, if that specific song is not making the cut, well, fuck it, you know, keep producing, keep making, you know, and keep.
Exactly.
That's the end goal for sure for yourself.
Exactly. And you know what? Sometimes it's acquired taste. You know, you can never expect to please everybody, you know what I mean? And sometimes it's just acquired taste to who's going to fuck with you and who's not, you know what I mean? But I just go with my gut feeling, my gut instinct, man, and just try to create the best quality shit I can. And more importantly, keep reinventing the wheel. But like I say, stay true to my foundation, but don't be afraid to adapt. Like, one thing, especially with my catalog as you know, as extensive as it is I never wanted to be a broken record. Like, especially my last record before this was Inner City Soul, which is a whole 180 sonically and thematically and just vibe wise compared to Dream State. So they'll see that I'm really trying to uphold this culture with some integrity, especially with every release that I do, and still keep it fresh, still give you some bars, still give you a piece of me or where I was in that moment of time. You know, and I think that's something that's lacking a lot with artists now, is they forget that this is representing chronologically where you are. Music aside, you're a fucking human, man or woman. And I think personality and character is really at a minimal stance right now, just in regards of a lot of artists, whether new or old, you know?
Yeah. Now, real quick, going to your album, how long did it take for the album to come out? I'm assuming COVID times where you were working on it?
No, this is pre-COVID. So the album was done officially about a year ago, and it was done maybe, it took about 2 years for it to be completed, right? But then some life situations happened with my band where I had to put this album on the back burner. Mm-hmm. So I can make sure that my band album happened, sure that it got the time it deserved, the push it deserved. So then when it came time to my solo, I could give it the same amount of attention and effort, you know? So realistically, we're like looking at a little under 3 years it took for this album really to come into fruition and the light of day. And, you know, I'm a firm believer everything happens for a reason. You know, I was able to get a distribution deal with this label in Germany, and I was able to get some merch and some dope videos and things lined up in order, prepared to get this album ready. Even when I couldn't do an official album release, I was able to get a big 5x6, you know what I'm saying, a banner, and have this cool production team give me like a live stream album release. So I was still able to, you know, connect the dots and make this release the best that I can make it, you know, even with, you know, the world burning around us and shit. So yeah, a little under 3 years to really make this gourmet experience, you know, come into life and shit.
Yeah, dude. I keep going back to the whole thought again. Like, it's easy for people to see the end product and be like, okay, what was it? Like 12, 13 songs I think you had on there. Like, oh.
Yeah. But with a lot of songs are 2-in-1, so we're looking at maybe about 18 or 19. If you want to count all the interludes and shit between, there's a lot going on within those 13 songs for sure.
Now, question: I know when I was a kid, like when I used to buy CDs, a lot of albums then had like fucking 14, maybe almost 20 songs. But as time progressed,
Shit was packed back in the day. People made albums. There was no streaming, you know, bullshit necessity back then, because streaming wasn't even an option yet. So that's why a lot of albums, especially like classic West Coast albums, any Dre albums, like 20 plus songs, because people wanted to give you your money's worth. Because remember, CDs were like 15 to 20 bucks a pop. So you wanted to get your money's worth, you know?
Yeah. And after a while, it just dropped down to like 10 songs, maybe sometimes even 8 songs. It's like, what? 30 minutes of music? Like,
dude, now an EP is like 2 or 3 songs, and an album is like 7 or 8. I remember when an EP was like less than 8 songs, and an album was at least 10 or more, you know? So times have changed, man. Times have changed for sure.
Now, is that something you kind of want to avoid with your projects, or are you kind of just, I mean, because you take your time with them, so you could make more songs on there, yeah.
I mean, to me, bro, it's just as long as it sounds complete, you know. Like, I have some project, I have some couple EPs that are only 5 songs, and you know, I have some projects that are like 25 songs. I think it just all depends on the vibe, the theme, just how I'm feeling the creation process. You know what I mean? Like, these 13 songs, I felt I said everything I needed to say for this project, especially with the extra additions and things that I added that I feel like, you know, you don't want to overload, but you want to give more than enough so people get their money's worth. And you also feel that this was a complete body of work. Like, I achieved the message I was trying to come across. So it's always case by case. You know, I could never really fully say what I would choose. But in my, you know, collection of music in my catalog, it definitely ranges from the amount of tracks. But nothing takes away from the project itself sounding complete in its entirety, you know?
Now, one question that I've kind of been bringing up on the last couple of episodes, I believe from what I've read and what I've seen and what I've heard people talk about, is that we all have like this inner self-doubt, like that every now and then kind of creeps up on you. I'm assuming that in the last 30 projects that you've worked, you've had those moments when you're like, fuck, should I do something else? Or like, how do you work through those moments?
Yeah, man. Those contemplative moments can be a bitch, you know what I mean? Especially when, you know, you're not balling and you can't go to a therapist or some shit. You know, this music to me is my therapy. Like, luckily I have something that I can never really put a dollar bill on. You know, this music is my livelihood. It gives me peace of mind. It's like the most creative and constructive and productive way for me to really, you know, overcome any doubt or any emotion that I'm feeling, for better or for worse, you know? So for doing this for as long as I've been doing it, of course, man, there's doubts on, where is this going to end? You know, am I really fulfilled? You know, am I satisfied with the results? It really is a mindfuck, especially now in the social media age where people value the likes and attention and those numbers compared to back in the day where it was all about word of mouth and what you actually physically sold and how much you got paid for a gig. you know, we all have our own ways of determining success, right? And that's something that's always going to come to question, especially for independent artists, especially, you know, in the hip hop world where, let's be honest, it's the riskiest career choice that anyone can really make. This is one of those things that I tell people all the time. Like, if you honestly don't love what you're doing, you're just doing it for the wrong reasons, because the music's going to come and go. But as long as you have that love and that willpower to do it, then anything is possible. So I think I've just been blessed to, like, having my own studio aside, just having that natural will to get this done. I mean, there's a reason why on my arm it says, you know, it's tatted nothing without music, because that's the only thing that really gives me a sense of self-worth. It gives me a sense of expression, a self of peace. Like, you know, don't get me wrong, it's beautiful to make money off what you love doing, but it's even more beautiful when, you know, you feel mentally rich, you know, you feel truly fulfilled on what you're investing your time in. And then to have other artists believe in you enough to invest in you to help bring their vision to life, I mean, it just quadruples my motivation that much more. You know what I mean? So in regards to doubt, bro, as much as it can kick your ass, I look at it as fuel to your fire to, hey man, you know what? You can make a great song out of that. You can make a great painting out of that. You can make a great film out of that. Use that as inspiration. Cause like I said before, you know, sometimes in your darkest moments, you get your brightest ideas. You just got to put those two and two together, put your best foot forward and just see what happens, man. Roll the dice, man. Life's a fucking gamble anyways. Tomorrow was never promised, right? Tomorrow was never promised. So why not make the most today? Right. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Cause again, it's just that mindset. The moment you come to terms with that, in a sense, it's a kind of like a life hack. You know, you know that at this low, you're just going to be a high again. And it's, you know, that's what it really is. Exactly. A bunch of lows and highs, you know?
Exactly. And with that said, is the main reason why there is no outro on this album. This song, the last song, is called Mind State. Like, when it's all said and done, what's the last thing really resonating here? You know, I have friends that tell me all the time, whenever they're doubting, you know, their career choice or relationship or whatever it is that's bothering them, I tell them this is the best perspective you could have. Like, at the end of the day, man, if you could sleep comfortably with the decisions you made, then that lets you know, hey, there's hope for change. That gives you the sense that, you know what, tomorrow's another day. Like, there's another chance for me to better myself, to evolve. But if there's shit keeping you at night where you can't, if there's shit keeping you up at night where you can't comfortably sleep, then that lets you know, like, all right, something needs to change. Like, you know, what the fuck is going on? Where you can't naturally sleep, you know, how you're living and you're not okay with that, then what the fuck's really going on? You know what I'm saying? But if you can sleep, then there's hope. And that's where the dream state comes into mind. So yeah, I'm telling you, it's some deep shit that I understand. It's not for everybody, and I'm okay with that. I'm super okay with my music and my message not being for everybody. So for those that do know, they'll understand it that much more. For those that don't, it's all in due time. And hey, fuck, at least you know I got good beats. So you can at least like the beats.
Yeah, right. Now, in terms of like what you write about, like where does that come from? Is it something that kind of comes from trying to express like your perspective on things, or are you kind of is it like an emotional response to your environment type of thing?
I mean, my bad, I had to change positions here. I have to get my charger.
It's cool.
All right, let me make sure everything's good here. Okay. All right. Now, can you repeat the question one more time, please?
Yeah, so like in terms of what your the content of what the lyrics, you know, where does that usually come from? What inspires you? Is that something that is from like your personal experiences, or is it just you trying to, I don't know, express things that are happening in your community, society type of?
No, that's a great question. Honestly, bro, like, for, you know, not for just album in particular, like, for my art in general, it's a good balance of personal experiences and my creative expression, you know, because I could have things where I could talk about, whether if it's past relationships, whether between friends or, you know, exes or whatever, or I can have like crazy stories where, you know what I'm saying, a robbery went wrong and now it's a revenge tale. You know what I mean? So I personally always just go where the music takes me. You know what I mean? Whether if I'm making the music from scratch or, you know, the producer send me something that inspires me, I just go where the music takes me. So with that being said, it's like, whether if it's a gloomier, a brighter, a darker, a happier sound, that, you know, enables me to kind of, whether if I write it or even premeditate, I don't even write. I'll just, you know, wrap some shit into my voice memo and record it and memorize it later. It just has to hit me, you know? So it's always been a good balance of personal experiences and creative expression, you know, everyday life shit to flexing my abilities as an art, as an MC, to really seeing creatively, like, what could I do with my storytelling abilities? You know what I mean? So I like to give a little bit of everything, you know, cause I feel like we're so limited when it comes to experiences, cause we haven't done it all. You know, like, my take is, like, I haven't seen it all, I haven't done it all, but I've been through enough shit to have a pretty interesting perspective on things. You know what I mean? So it really is a crazy process that sometimes it's even hard to put into words. I'm not gonna boast here, but sometimes I surprise myself with the shit that I come up with. I'll listen back to records that I did, whether 2 years ago, 5, 10 years ago, and I'm thinking, like, damn, like, where the fuck was my mind when I made this shit? You know what I mean? It's really interesting with this music thing, man. It just triggers so many emotions that you wouldn't necessarily have, you know, in regular like day life. It's something that artistic expression is something that I'll never take for granted, man, because it just takes me to places that I never knew I can go. And it also helps me deal with things that I deal with before. So it really is a bit of a mindfuck, you know, this life as an independent artist and as an MC that values lyricism, that values quality production and values just the whole album making experience. And to have a standard that you want to keep yourself up to, It is crazy, man. I can admit that sometimes it's a bit, you know, it's a little bit of pressure, but I feel like it's a comfortable pressure because, you know, you want to challenge yourself as much as the listener and ultimately leave a lasting impression. You know, you want to have something that is worth replay value, especially now in the streaming era, you know what I mean? So yeah, man, but overall, it's just a great balance between personal experiences and just ultimate creative expression and those worlds colliding. And as long as the blend makes sense, then maybe I'm onto something, you know?
Hey man, no, it seems like it's working so far, bro.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Going at it. I mean, I think one of the things that you kind of mentioned, it brought up the, like, integrity, you know, like having integrity with yourself first and foremost, and being true to yourself. Cause you know, you're being true to yourself by pursuing what you love, but at the same time, aware that, you know, you have those self-doubts, but you decide to change and, you know, say, you know what, fuck that, or, you know, you embrace them and you just kind of push forward. And again, that's being true to yourself, the most important part.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lyric on Live in Love, you know, on the album where I was featuring this really sick artist from Europe called Flori Del Pino. And I say, never perfect, I'll be the first to say it. Counting all my flaws, I could probably fill a basement. Not parallel to genius, but I stand adjacent. So letting you know, like, hey man, nobody's perfect. You know, we all have mistakes we have to live through, but it's how, you know, we all fall, but it's how you get back up from that fall is what truly counts, you know? So I feel like sometimes the minor imperfections make us as great as we are, man. And I'm definitely nowhere near perfect. And I think this album really, you know, shows duality of man, you know what I'm saying? Man and woman, duality of just anyone hungry in this life for something, you know, that wants to make something out of nothing and, you know, just isn't just trying to settle for crumbs. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying we got to live like kings, but we want to live comfortably and we should live the way we want to and have our families approve of what we're doing as well. You know, so easier said than done. Right. But hey, when there's a will, there's a way. Right.
His challenges. I mean, again, that consistency. I think that's what I see for the most part. For, you know, I like following pages or following individuals who. It's not the only reason why I follow them, but when they're consistent with what they're doing, you know, like you're putting out that work, you're showing the hustle, you're going through everything, you know. And although sometimes, like for example, I mentioned this earlier in some other show, like sometimes I feel like when I'm trying to promote the podcast, I feel a little selfish because I'm like, or like. My ego is like, you feel good. And you're like, nah, wait a second. I can't be doing this. You know, you kind of get crowned yourself, but I feel a little annoyed. I annoy myself when I'm uploading like a bunch of shit on my personal page to promote my content. But like, again, it's like, who else is going to do it for you if you're not the one doing it?
Yeah, man. Exactly. You know, if you want shit done right, you got to do it yourself, bro. Like if you, you know, this goes back to, I say this in every damn interview, cause it's the truth. It's what I live by, man. I say this to anyone that I work with or any people that I build with, that it's all about conviction. You know, if you can't convince yourself, And how the fuck do you expect to convince anyone else? So you got to be your biggest fan before anything, man. It's not about being self-absorbed or being narcissistic. It's having that confidence in yourself that, hey, man, I got something to say that's worth saying. And if I can push it to you for better, for worse, and hey, if I can make an honest living from it as well, then shit, more power to everybody. You know what I mean? So ain't nothing wrong, bro, investing in yourself and believing yourself and being your own publicist, being your own manager, being your own booking agent. Because, hey, man, sometimes you got to put yourself in that driver's seat, whether you know how to or not. But, hey, practice makes perfect. And the more you do it, the easier it is to put that fucking key in the ignition and get that bitch going. You know what I mean? So I ain't mad at nobody pursuing whatever they're trying to pursue and investing whatever they're trying to invest. The more you put into this, the more you get out. And so I don't think it's annoying. I feel like it'd be more annoying if you were like paying someone to like promote your shit and they weren't properly presenting you how you wanted to. So at least you know that we're able to control our messages. We're able to control our perspective for better, for worse. And hey, man, if you don't like it, you can easily just click the unfollow or block button or whatever you need to do to keep it moving. But for those that give a fuck, stay tuned because we're hungry and we got something to say. So we're social primates in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
yeah, we are, man. I mean, that's what really it's about. That's why I like, you know, I like having these conversations because even if, you know, whoever listens, but at the end of the day, I get to listen to these conversations again, you know, when I'm doing edits and stuff.
Right.
To walk out with something. Like just like a few words that I'm like, fuck, this makes sense. And I can apply it to something in my life, you know? And, you know, I feel like as long as we continue to allow ourselves to grow and to be open to opportunities, because honestly, this whole conversation, it sounds like the opportunities have come in your direction. You've been pretty good about like taking them, you know, like just jumping on them, whether you may have think now in retrospect, whether they were good or bad, there was two decisions that you took and that you didn't have regret of not doing it at the end.
Oh, absolutely, brother. Absolutely. You know, it's always best to regret the things you didn't do compared to things you did. Right. So
right.
At least we tried, we know, instead of like, oh, second guessing ourselves, you know, it all goes back to doubt. You know, we at least proved to ourselves that we overcame that doubt, that we actually took the fucking chance. We rolled the dice and made that gamble. And that's really what any independent hustle is about, man. Cause you never know what's going to stick. You know, you never know what's going to work. You know, when you're working and living off, you know what I'm saying, commission pretty much, which all art independent artists are, it's like, if we don't go out there and hustle and let it be known, then how are we going to receive anything back, you know, in the long run? How are we supposed to make any kind of, you know what I'm saying, financial or any kind of gain whatsoever if we're not putting our best foot forward, promoting our movement, investing in ourselves, you know, spending money to make that money. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that you said that. You know, me as well. I like reviewing, whether if it's interviews or even past projects, because it's all about those sound bites, man. It's those sound bites that are going to live on till the rest of time, right next to memes and shit. You know what I mean? Where it's going to be utilized for anything, whether if it's a commercial for you or for a drop on an album or a gift card when you open a Hallmark gift card and the sound comes out. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's all about those classic sound bites that are going to live on forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy. What are your plans? Like, are you going to take a little break? Like, are you going to kind of like, I mean, we don't know how long this COVID stuff's going to happen. So, I mean,
yeah.
What are your plans for the future, for 2021?
I mean, ain't no breaks around here, bro. I mean, we're in my studio right now and I'm going to be in my studio, you know what I'm saying? From here on out, creating just whether if it's projects for myself, you know, we just wrapped up Sylvan and Gold's second album, which sounds incredible. We're in the mixing stages right now. And I, you know, that, you know, so many artists that I don't want to shed too much light just yet, because it's just, we're just slowly watering the seeds, and it's so motivating because it's more than me. It's more than what I'm bringing to the table, you know? So I'm going to be creating here, man. I still got a lot more plans for this Dream State classic right here. You know what I mean? I still got a lot more visuals and things in store. And, you know, I tell people that, you know, you got to, the same amount of time you put into creating, it's got to go into promotion. It's got to go into the buzz that you're creating for the album, because it's just as important as making the music, you know, is letting it be known that, hey, I made this music and, you know, I'm trying to make something out of this. So unfortunately, since shows are limited, I've been blessed to do a lot of live streams and just keep that live element alive, you know, regardless of the audience. I'm willing to make the most of it. You know, it was unfortunate that I got booked for some festivals. Me and Silva got booked in festivals out of the state. We had some big festivals that were going to be, you know, here as well with some legendary acts. And unfortunately, we weren't able to do it, but it didn't at all change our you know, projection. If anything, it just increased our hunger that much more. Like, hey, you know what? But let's just keep moving on, because whenever shit hits the fan for better, we're able, we got our arsenal ready. We're ready to unload that shit on the world and let them know, like, we never stop. Yeah. Only you get here. We're like fine wine, better with time. You smell me? So, yeah, man, talking about wine, I might even invest into some winemaking shit. You know what I'm saying? Some Destruct fucking vino right here and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exclusive look.
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely, bro. For now, I could just say that I got a lot more dope things in store for, you know, for my latest project for Dream State. And just really, one thing with me and projects is, you know, to me, it's more than an album. It's a movement. It's a state of mind. You know, anytime I release something, I really want to impact it from all different angles, you know, not just merch, not just visuals, but really leave an imprint on, you know, just us as decent human beings. It's like, because I feel like at the end of the day, art imitates life, imitates art. And they both go hand in hand with each other. So I got a lot more in store for Dream State. I got a lot more in store for Area 52 and my studio. And you know what I mean? Like, it's only going to add on to me realizing the blessing I'm able to just facilitate all this shit and still able to get more opportunities come about. And whether if it's a screen or we're in person, as you can see, I'm here to rise to the occasion and make the most of the opportunity and keep the ball rolling, man. I sleep maybe 3 to 4 hours a night. I think any real dedicated artist or anyone that's dedicated to their craft doesn't get more than like 3 to 5 hours of sleep, you know, because I'm on that sleep when you're dead type hustle. But that's just me. I know it's unhealthy, but fuck it, man. You know what I mean? Like, call it that rock star mentality. But I, you know, I'm not on no heavy drugs or nothing. I don't even drink coffee. And I work graveyard, you know, but somehow, some way, like, I'm still creating. I'm still able to deliver this quality material and still run an operating studio for almost a decade. So it's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's to me, willpower is everything. And as long as you have that shit in you, then what the fuck's the ceiling, right?
Yeah. 2 points. One, like, yeah, like, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. Like, again, you know, you ask somebody, like, with anything, like, oh, I don't work out because I don't got time or blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude, you always have time. It's like, learn how to manage your time. And you know, you, as an example, you're an example of that. You were able to work. You fucking do your projects. You take care of your daily shit. But you're making the time. You know, you're really not making an excuse as to why you can't get something done.
Nah, dude. I'm glad you said that, because the motto I have here in my stew and in everything I do is the motto is let's be about results, not excuses. You know what I mean? That's all I got to say all day. I got to make that a damn t-shirt, man. I swear. That's another sound bite right there. Let's be about results, not excuses.
You got your first buyer, right?
Drop the beat.
We're almost about that time, man, but I had one quick question. So in terms of the promos, like, for example, for Dream State.
Yes, sir.
If somebody wants to promote, right, like, from your perspective and what has worked for you, what is the key that you use to kind of promote stuff on, like, social media or whatever it is?
Well, first off, it's got to be quality, man. You know, it can't be some just run and gun bullshit. I mean, look, I feel like it doesn't matter what you use, it's how you use it. So whether if you're filming something on your phone or a red cam, you know what I mean? You know, it's got to be creative. It's got to really move with the music, because nowadays, like, people need more than just a cover to grab their attention. You know, in this brain dead ass generation, they got to see things moving for, you know, it to even gravitate to them to hold their attention, you know? So it's got to be quality. You know, visuals definitely play a big role in everything. So I've definitely took a lot of value in that. I mean, shit, man. I think last year I put out the most videos I ever put out in a year. And not just because of my own, you know, my own doing. I was blessed to have so many features and people that invested time with me and money and you know, money with me to make these visuals happen. And, you know, I'm able to be very resourceful to connect the dots. So I would say definitely have your visuals ready, but something that really is going to captivate an audience, you know, that's going to really justify, you know, your sound and really bring, you know what I'm saying, the music to life. You know what I mean? The visuals got to be on point. And I'll be honest, man, I've invested a little bit, whether if it's Instagram or Facebook promotions, that definitely comes in handy. You know, hit that little blue button and, you know, you can pinpoint and calculate different parts of the world where you want it to be sent and really resonate with. And you might just be surprised with the results, man. You know what I mean? Of course, you know, playlist placements is, you know, really big now in the streaming world. You know, blogs still have, a bit of an impact. But ultimately, man, I think for me, it's just the best advice I can give for anyone in regards to any promotion. It's just, it's got to be quality. You know, you got to keep it consistent. And you got to progress forward no matter what. You can't be doing the same shit and expect different results, right? So you just got to test the waters differently. Try different merch ideas. Try, really hold your audience and see, is this a niche market thing or is this more on a grander scale? You know what I mean? But no matter what, you just have to invest the time in yourself. It's more than just money. You have to invest the time in yourself. The same amount of time that goes into investing on creating it has to go into promoting it. And a lot of people forget that. You got to find that balance and hopefully everything else will fall into place.
Dude, you heard it, people. You heard it here first. Some pro tips. Now, man, if people want to find your music, if they want to get in contact with you, what is the best way to reach you?
One-stop shop, destructmusic.com. When does this one drop? Our interview?
This interview is going to, I'd say today's Friday. I'll probably say like Sunday, this Sunday.
Beautiful. So by the time this drops, I'm going to have the album on deck as well as some new tees. So I'm going to have a way more other things, but definitely you can look for physicals as well as some shirts as well, available at destructmusic.com, as well as all my other videos, whatever, platform you use, Spotify, Bandcamp, YouTube, everything's there. You can see past stuff as well. And if you want information about Area 52 and booking sessions, it's a one-stop shop at destructmusic.com. Keep it simple, keep it sweet.
Dude, I'm fucking looking forward to that. As soon as that goes live, I'll go ahead and share it, and then I'm gonna get myself a copy. Because right now, when you took it out, that was just a CD, right? But just has a fucking
just a CD. But the funny thing is I'm such a huge fan of vinyl and classic gangstar CDs that I had my cousin design the CDs to look like vinyls. And people are asking me, "Oh, when can I get the vinyl?" But the vinyl is definitely next up. Vinyls and tapes. For now, we're gonna have these CDs rock and do their thing. And yeah, man, they're going to have some cool artwork to represent it as well, and see this little experience and this trip of this sonic world that is called Dream State. And they'll see how this just represents the direction, theme, and where I'm just trying to take my art, man. Just trying to elevate this shit,
Dude, man, I'm looking forward to whatever new projects you come out with, man.
Thank you, brother. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, this track. So with that, we'll end the conversation and we'll, get in contact soon.
Sounds good, brother, man. Salute to everyone holding your boy down. Much love to the whole Social Primates camp. And to the next time, man. Peace.
Question is there a way out? Walk into that nightmare, all demons welcome. Wonder how was life here, feeling never felt, huh? Take it for a ride, never knowing what you went for. When you step inside, devil eyes will be in store. The walls keep spinning, you know this is all different. Focus on the moment to ever what caught slipping. Multiply that by how you define sinning and how they're looking at you, round table, all cynic. Divided with the map from the chapters of 666. Subtracting what matters and what makes you just reminisce on better times of how the fuck I add up to this shit. Sometimes you can't control it, it's soulless and so legit. Colder than the darkness of the deepest abyss, where there's no chance for hope, an impossible wish. All hell breaking loose, fiending for that itch. Put a new spin on how you saying life is a bitch. Welcome to the nightmare, all demons welcome. When the hell was life here, feeling never felt, huh? Take it for a ride, never knowing what you in for. When you step inside, devil lies will be in store. Welcome to the nightmare, all demons welcome. When the hell was life here, feeling never felt, huh? Take it for a ride, never knowing what you in for. When you step inside, devil lies will be in store.
You've been living in a dream world. This is the world as it exists today.
It's dangerous to be nice, but it's known the proudest prank of the vulnerable. We attempt to wipe a smile away, turn the bright to a cloudy day so the birds can fly south for the nuclear wind. I held it right in the foulest cage. You can smell the rampants of death that overcrowded graveyard. Saints remain soft and psychopaths. They stay hard with a working class citizen, make it bust to the booze. Like a chance encounter is met by one with nothing to lose. If the proper bludgeon and tool, they could wind up bloody and bruised. The worst under the rule of drooling hunters and ghouls who thirst and hunger for fools. Slipping, it's nothing new. Listen, it's just survival that the fittest coming to fruition. The world is fucked, no need
to advise caution. We just go about a day with 1,000 eyes watching. This nightmare is real as the flesh that finds confidence. If you ain't woke, go head to a cliff and dive
welcome
off it.
Welcome to the nightmare, all demons welcome. When the hell was life here? Feeling never felt, huh? Take it for a ride, never knowing what you in for. When you step aside, devil lies will be in store. Welcome to the nightmare, all demons welcome. When the hell was life here? Feeling never felt, huh? Take it for a ride, never knowing what you in for. When you step aside, devil lies will be in store.
Elevate through the jigsaw of your subconscious mind. Find peace.